You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
And we know that the response by business and NPOs and individuals to this pandemic has been immense. But now we have the numbers to just better understand how big and whether the interventions have been targeted, and at least where they've been targeted as well. Social investment fund manager Tikululu has initiated a project to map all of the interventions of social investors throughout the country. And I'm joined now by Nikki Griffiths, Chief Operating Officer of Tikululu. Nikki, the aim of the project, tell me a little bit more about it.
Good evening, Mark. We work in the social investment space, which is working with funding or capital that has a social intent. And, you know, we, like you said, there's been an incredible response from funders, whether corporate funders, private funders, families, individuals. And we, a couple of months ago, we said, let's try and map, you know, what this response has been. And so over the last couple of months, we have developed a map where we are mapping what funders have been funding and where they've been funding it to tell the story.
And what have they been funding? One could imagine that food has got to be right up there.
Yeah, so, you know, in the early months of the lockdown, the main funding went to PPE and food security. And then you're seeing as the pandemic has continued, there's been more funding towards educational interventions, business rescue. Initially food, but now a little bit more, you know, other interventions.
And in terms of quantum, how much have you tracked so far?
So at the moment, we've mapped $1.7 billion, and that's across 20 social investors. And it ranges from, you know, private foundations to corporate foundations like Anglo-American, MTN, the SAIC CDT Community Trust in the Northern Cape that's linked to Kumba, and then also like the Lego Foundation. So really a wide range of funders.
And the map is live at tikululu.org.za for anyone who wants to go and have a look at the map to see any of the interventions, the detail, the geographic reach of it. It really is fantastic, a great project at this time in order to guide funders and decision making in their quest to help during this pandemic. Nikki Griffiths, Chief Operating Officer at Tikululu, with the Tikululu map.